97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory, featuring Glock handguns. If you do not own a Glock and you are maybe looking to own just one for personal safety and range time, well, I suggest the Glock. The Glock is a versatile firearm. Glock 43X is my preferred choice. Go into Razorback Armory and check out the huge array of Glocks that they offer. Find more information and the address at RazorbackArmory.com. Now, a guest of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors a lot over the last several years and the inception of this show is Tim Chelsvik. Tim Chelsvik is from Drury Outdoors and DeerCast.com, and he wrote an article that really impacted me, and I wanted to share the article with you, and you can also, again, go to DeerCast.com to read it yourself or read it and share it if you'd like. But the article was put out a couple of weeks ago, and I really wanted to get it out there to as many people that could hear it, because the title of it is awesome. From DeerCast Daily, it says, "How Hunting Defeats Woke Culture." We live in a very confused world right now, but hunting can help, writes Tim Chelsvik. He posted this on July 16th, just a couple of weeks ago. He says, "You don't have to look hard to see the issues at hand. Grown men pretending to be something they're not and utterly destroying the competition in women's sports. Politicians forgetting they work for the American taxpayer and not some shadowy global interest. School districts deciding to do away with grades but proudly installing litter boxes in bathrooms for kids." That line caught me in this article because I have heard those murmurings going on about that, and it's true. It's happening in some schools. But the article continues, "I know that's a lot of red meat, and there's a whole lot more I could throw on the pile, but you're already aware of what's happening. Maybe it'd be more helpful to identify what's at the root of all these issues. We are living out of the logical conclusions of a worldview that is literally fought like hell to divorce reactions from actions, consequences from decisions. All you got to do is act naturally," the article goes on. "For the majority of human history, natural law was implied. Everyone knew it, and I maintain at some level they still do. Procreative acts lead to babies. Eating too much makes you fat. If you don't work, you don't get money. Having a Y chromosome makes you a male. Poking a bear gets you mauled. These aren't issues of social justice or right or wrong or even fairness. They just are. So where does hunting factor into the modern day miasma? The best remedy for fallacy is truth, and the best anecdote for pretend is reality. Real things stand bold and firm in the harsh light of day. They don't mandate mental gymnastics to believe or require everyone play pretend in order to be accepted. Hunting is one of the most real experiences a person can have. There's no undo or back button once you've pulled the trigger. An animal won't respawn after you've killed it. You can't report a buck to the admins if he hangs up just out of range at last light. There's no sensor graphic placed over a bad shot. You can't cancel a neighbor who killed the deer you've been hunting for 3 years. Rain, heat, cold, EHD, wind. Hunting forces a person to come to terms with reality, the way things are, and very quickly you realize the real world is quite indifferent to your feelings and desires. Don't just take our word for it," the article goes on. "If you want to inoculate your friends and family against this woke onslaught, take them hunting. Get them outdoors where nature hasn't yet got the memo that it can reimagine its very existence. Bucks still breed does. Coyotes still consume meat. The list of injustices and inequities in nature continue on with a high level of harmony and yet, surprisingly, very little confusion. When we hunt, we step into a world governed by immutable laws of consequence that reminds us of how life ought to be, how we ought to live, how each of us was designed for a specific purpose with a real identity and a meaningful role to play, how actions have consequences. Hunting's critical role in saving our country." The article goes on and ends with, "Maybe that's why there's so much modern pressure against hunting. Maybe it's really a bulwark standing resolute against the evil nonsense we see today. Maybe that's why hunters and hunting continue to be targeted by antis. Take us out, and you've effectively gutted a major pillar from our constitutional republic founded on Christian principles. So, keep hunting. Share the wonder and reality of it with everyone you can. Invite friends of different stripes over for wild game dinners. In the end, it may be the sword and shield that stem the tide against this intentional woke cultural confusion. And with that, we have the author of this article, Tim Chalzvik, to expand a little bit more on what he wrote and how he's feeling and what the feedback has been. And I also want to talk to him about Jason Aldean, because he's also a country music fan. Tim, how are you, man?
I'm great, Bo, man. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You know what? And Tim, it wasn't that long ago that we had you on, but then this article that you wrote came out of your heart, and I really appreciate it because I've read it several times now, and I'm encouraging anybody to go to DeerCast.com to read the article and share it if they want to, because I thought it was very profound, because when it comes down to nature, Tim, you know the rules don't change much, right?
Yeah, and thanks for reading that, and thanks for anyone who stuck around long enough to hear the whole thing. I will say, if I ever write a book someday, I want you to read it.
Oh, I do that already. I do that. Yeah, I've got about six audiobooks under my belt. Anyways, what's the reaction been on this article, though?
Well, so we had like almost 190 comments on the article. And I would say 95% of them were very positive and almost beyond positive. In fact, they were like energized. People were really empowered by what I had written. There were four people out of everyone else who were one guy called for me to lose my job.
Wow.
And the other guy said that I was a right-wing mouthpiece for Ron DeSantis. And then I was very unoriginal. And so as open-minded and empathetic as these people claim to be, the one guy wants my children to go without food and medicine, apparently, and for me to lose my job.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you know what though? Here's what we're doing. You and I in this conversation, we are following the roadway to woke, because you had, a whole bunch of comments, but yet we focused on the negative. I can tell you a couple of the positives that I read. Dean wrote on there 5 days ago, woke culture is nothing more than a nice way to say communism sounds better anyway. Fight it at every turn. I love that comment. Dustin wrote, man, you're 100% right. Clearly stated and well-written. You hit the nail on the head. Thank you, sir. So I'd like you to focus on the positives, because I know you well enough that I know you wrote this from your heart, and we're all just trying to find answers, just like anything in life. So what are some other comments? What about within your company that you work for?
Well, so I published this a couple of Sunday mornings ago, and I was in church, and I got a little notification. I don't do this often, but during our during our sermon, I popped down and I looked to see, and I saw some of the negative comments, and I thought, oh no, this is going to become a thing. Because Bo, I really tried to not make this a political thing. I was really, it's more a cultural and kind of a sociological commentary. But I started seeing political comments come through, and I was thinking, okay, well, I push some buttons and people are reacting, which is, not always a bad thing. But then I started wondering, like, what is our organization? Because we have four television shows. Obviously, we have this app. We have a YouTube channel. We have a podcast. We have a lot of different ways that we interact with people. Is this going to become a problem? And it wasn't very long until Mark Drury, one of our owners, popped in, and he was defending me against one of the guys. Good. that had something negative to say. And Mark was like, "This is an awesome piece. Thanks for writing this, Tim." And to the one guy that said DeerCast needed a new editor in chief, Mark Drury said that Tim is a rock star in our organization, and he's safer than me and my brother Terry Drury.
And you are the editor in chief too.
Yeah. So that was because we've all heard the stories of brands that come out and they make a stand, and then they start to face some headwind from the woke culture, and they fold, they delete the tweet, or they pull down the ad, or whatever it is that riles up these babies then they kowtow to that and they bend. We did not do that. We left the article up. I had to moderate some of the comments written by some of the four guys that had a real problem with it, because they used really filthy language and really violent language in there. Ugh. I did moderate some of that, but pretty much everything else is as is. And even within our organization, a couple of our ladies that work in customer service for DeerCast and order fulfillment, they sent me a message. They said, "Oh my gosh, Tim, thank you so much for writing this. You've said what so many of us have thought, and I'm proud to work for this organization, and even more proud after having seen Mark Drury step in and defend you and this article the way that he did. It makes me proud to work for Drury Outdoors."
Wow. That's great.
And that's probably most of us. Like, it pushes so far, and we're going to push back. And I think a lot of what we're seeing right now in mainstream culture is people like me who have pretty broad shoulders, and we don't react to everything that we see. And we can scroll past things that we don't like, and we don't boycott everything. But we can only take so much. And we start getting concerned about our kids and the kind of world they're going to grow up in, and the economy, and things that really matter. And so we're gonna fight back. We're gonna push. And so that's some of the fallout that's happened from this. I think people have been energized, I'm sad that it had to come to this and writing something like this, but I am proud to have done a little part in this awakening.
Yeah, you know, sometimes a lot of people want to just, turn their cheek and not be aggressive or whatever. And it's really not even being aggressive. The article is very thoughtful, and you can tell it's written from your heart. But it's amazing what does light a fire under somebody's butt to come, you know, and publicly, defame you or threaten you or whatever the case is. That's the world of the internet, because everybody has access to it. But I would say that the first lesson is never open your phone in church, number one.
Agreed.
Because even the evil one will find you there. You got to be. You got to be there. He's hunting. Talk about the greatest hunter.
Yeah.
That's the scary part. In the article, I did read it verbatim, and I did want to ask you to explain. You mentioned EHD as in one part of it. Explain what that is, because I read it as though I knew what I was talking about, but I didn't. But let me just go to the part that it has that in there, because I just want people to understand. So the line is, you can't cancel a neighbor who killed the deer you've been hunting for 3 years. Rain, heat, cold, EHD, wind. What's EHD?
EHD is an acronym for a disease that deer are susceptible to, and it's called, it's short for epizootic hemorrhagic disease.
Okay, EHD.
It's a virus-borne disease, and it tends to impact mature bucks more than does and young bucks, and so it makes it really hard, especially you get into August and September. Really, it's a problem until you get the first hard frost of the year that kind of kills off the bugs that carry EHD virus. But you may be watching a buck all summer long. You may have hunted them for 2 or 3 years, and you think, okay, this may be the year. And then you get to late August to early September, and the rains dry up, and things get dry, and ponds go a little muddy. And that's prime time for deer to contract EHD, and you may lose that deer that you've been watching and investing in for so long because of epizootic hemorrhagic disease.
Okay.
And there's not a whole lot you can do about it. And so that was kind of the point, is like, is that an injustice? Like, it just is.
Yeah. We can't control the weather. We can't control disease, or, we try, but it's not something that an average hunter can control of an animal, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
The other line that got me was modern day miasma. I said it like I knew what it was.
Well, yeah, we'll go through, we'll do a little dictionary.com work on this one, but really that's like a fog, like a confusion that is aloft in the air.
Okay.
And that's really what I feel like. You know, so many of us are so busy trying to put food on the table, trying to, you know, serve at our local church and do all the things. And, but yet our culture is just adrift.
Right.
And we keep trying to remove God from everything we do and then wonder why the wheels are falling off the machine. It's like, well, very few people don't have these kind of internal controls that allegiance to a higher power creates.
Right.
And,
okay.
So that's the modern day miasma, is just this weird cultural confusion that so many people are living in right now.
Okay. I know, although on the Odyssey app, you can rewind and listen to it again, but I may have even mispronounced a little bit, but anyway, thanks for clarifying. Hey, I did, before we hang up, I do want to mention Jason Aldean and the world that he's in right now with his new song, which is been out a couple of months, Try That in a Small Town, because I thought of you because we are both country music fans for many years. What was your gut reaction on that? Because I think it may have felt a little similar to what you went through with the four guys and making comments on your article.
Yeah, it's interesting the timing that came out on that. And I was watching the comments on the YouTube video on his YouTube channel, and the comments were pouring in. Like, you refresh the page and suddenly there's another 500 comments.
Right.
In the span of just a few minutes. And I think that tells you, like, there's a pressure point here. There's so many people that feel like they have been shut down and they have been spoken down to, and their values are maligned, and we have so much jammed down our throat. And so I was glad to hear that song came out. I'm not sure exactly who wrote it. I'm glad that he picked it. I'm glad that he got it produced. I'm sad to hear what CMT did in pulling that. I don't know what the latest on that is.
I heard Hank Jr. Resigned from the board, and Blake Shelton cut a deal off that was going to be millions. By the way, songwriters were Kelly Loveless, Neil Thrasher, Telly Kennedy, and Kurt Michael Allison. I know the Neil Thrasher name, but I don't know any of the others. But, you know, when you look at the lyrics of it, you can pull it up, you know, Try That in a Small Town lyrics, there is nothing vicious about it. And why does the mainstream media focus on what the ladies of the View are talking about when it comes to this? It's like, why do we keep going back to that same well? It's maddening to me. But it's a great song, and the video is very impactful. We've seen, you know, it's nothing we haven't seen on you know, news at night kind of stuff from the last couple of years. And I think it's just going to elevate Jason's career, because he had the cojones to put it out. Number one, he was obviously affected by it. And you know, he's a family man like yourself, wants to protect his family, wants to, you know, make a paycheck and, you know, do the right thing. So yeah. I think if you think about that, just think of a small town that you are aware of. You know, I know towns that are hundreds of people, not even thousands. And it's true. There's none of this craziness going on in these small towns.
Nope. And people want to inject different issues into it, like racial issues or political issues, or yeah, sociological issues. And it's just, they're just trying to infect a simple song that pretty much says people in a small town take care of each other. They look out for one another. They live in community. And we need more of that right now. You talk about people, you know, people who live in inner city St. Louis, when they talk about, like, what do they need? It's like, we need more cops down here patrolling. We need more help.
Yes.
I think we could use that small town mentality all over, frankly. And you just like I called out hunting as a bulwark against this cultural onslaught. Country music is a holdout also, and I feel like these these sources that want to push this social narrative, they are trying to take out country music because it also is kind of a defender of traditional values and traditional culture.
Yeah, you know, a couple of times I will tell you on Twitter I've been scrolling, and there's been a couple of people that have posted the lyrics of Try That in a Small Town next to the lyrics of, you know, whatever rap song there is, and it's like, oh my goodness! I mean, that's an eye-opener.
Yeah, pretty tame.
It is. It is. Anyway, Tim, always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining me as I'm running solo on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors this week. But it's always good to chat with you. We need to catch up and break bread again soon someday. That'd be good. You know what? Keep up the good fight, man. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate what you and Mark do on the radio every week, too. So keep it up.
Good deal. We can find Tim at deercast.com and where else?
The Legion of Woodsmen is a Facebook group I run. If folks are interested in the outdoors and being healthy, that's where I do some free coaching.
Good stuff. Tim Chelsvik, thank you so much. This is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Stay right there for more.
Get more at 971talk.com.